Dreamscape presents 12 Years a Slave by Solomon Northup. Narrated by Richard Allen. To Harriet Beecher Stowe, whose name throughout the world is identified with the Great Reform, this narrative affording another key to Uncle Tom's Cabin is respectfully dedicated. Narrative of Solomon Northup. Chapter 1. Having been born a freeman, and for more than 30 years enjoyed the blessings of liberty in a free state, and having at the end of that time been kidnapped and sold into slavery, where I remained until happily rescued in the month of January 1853, after a bondage of 12 years, it has been suggested that an account of my life and fortunes would not be uninteresting to the public. Since my return to liberty, I have not failed to perceive the increasing interest throughout the northern states in regard to the subject of slavery. Works of fiction, professing to portray its features in their more pleasing as well as more repugnant aspects, have been circulated to an extent unprecedented and, as I understand, have created a fruitful topic of comment and discussion. I can speak of slavery only so far as it came under my own observation, only so far as I have known and experienced it in my own person. My object is to give a candid and truthful statement of facts, to repeat the story of my life without exaggeration, leaving it for others to determine whether even the pages of fiction present a picture of more cruel wrong or severer bondage. As far back as I have been able to ascertain, my ancestors on the paternal side were slaves in Rhode Island. They belonged to a family by the name of Northup, one of whom, removing to the state of New York, settled at Hoosick, in Rensselaer County. He brought with him Mentus Northup, my father. On the death of this gentleman, which must have occurred some 50 years ago, my father became free, having been emancipated by a direction in his will. Henry B. Northup, Esquire, of Sandy Hill, a distinguished counselor at law, and the man to whom, under Providence, I am indebted for my present liberty and my return to the society of my wife and children, is a relative of the family in which my forefathers were thus held to service, and from which they took the name I bear. To this fact may be attributed the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?